As we make preparations to hear our gospel reading this morning from Matthew's gospel, if you are able, I would invite you to please stand. Hear these words from the 16th chapter. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Well, some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." But Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you to the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then Jesus sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Lord God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we ask and pray that you would give us comfort, that you would give us rest, that you would give us a sense of peace from those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our Redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Great moments are born from great opportunities. So says Kurt Russell in the movie Miracle, that tells the story of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team's victory over the invincible Russians. And that's what you have here tonight, boys, he tells his team. Great opportunity. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9 times. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. And they win. After hearing for them, perhaps the greatest speech they had ever heard, Jesus creates an opportunity for his disciples in the district of Caesarea Philippi, where King Herod has just built a temple to Caesar Augustus. And in the midst of all of that, Jesus says, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Well, Jesus, the word on the street is that some say John the Baptist. Others say the great prophet Elijah. Some others are saying Jeremiah, and even perhaps one of the other prophets. That's the word on the street, Jesus. The Son of Man is believed to be John, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. But then Jesus brings it home and personal and says, "Okay, but who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter, in his normal style, blurts out words, perhaps before thinking, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." A great moment for Peter. Peter makes a declaration about Jesus that changes the whole course of his life and the history of the entire Christian community. It begins with a few words from Peter's heart, spoken at precisely the right moment. A great speech. Okay, maybe it wasn't a speech. In the technical sense of the word, probably more technically, it was the greatest comment ever made, the greatest answer ever given, but it was a great moment in Peter's life. So what makes Peter's statement so powerful? They're the right words at the right moment, and it can be for us as well. For starters, Peter is the right person in the right place. He's not an extraordinary person. He has the same strengths and weaknesses of the other disciples. He will protest when Jesus speaks of his coming suffering and death. he will stumble badly when he denies Jesus on the night before his crucifixion. But because Peter is so human, so very much like you and me, he's the right person for this declaration about Jesus. Peter also speaks at the right moment. At this point in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is nearing the completion of his ministry in Galilee. And very soon, Jesus is going to, as the saying goes, turn his face toward Jerusalem and face the suffering and the death that awaits him. But first he needs to make sure that his disciples are clear about who he is. That the followers, the disciples, are clear about the community that is to be when Jesus is gone. This time in Caesarea Philippi is the right time, the right moment for Peter to speak and to confess who Jesus is. And when he makes his statement, Peter also proclaims a vision. You see, Peter senses, knows that Jesus is not just a mere prophet, not just a man like John, like Elijah, like Jeremiah, like others who've come before him. But Peter sees and believes that Jesus is the Messiah, the one who has been anointed by God to rule. And literally, that's what Messiah means in Hebrew, anointed, a title usually reserved for kings as they are anointed. But Peter considers Jesus to be his king, the one who has brought the kingdom of Almighty God into the world, into the midst of human life like no other person has. Peter understands that Jesus is the Son of the living God, the one who shows God's divine power and love more clearly than anyone else. In the very next chapter, Peter will be with Jesus and hear the words coming from the cloud, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Well, Jesus is impressed. So impressed, in fact, that he says to Peter, "Peter, you are blessed. Simon, son of Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven has." And Jesus sees that Peter's declaration, proclamation, is a pure gift of God, and he is thankful for it. "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." And Jesus gives him the name that means rock, saying that Peter is going to be that rock, that foundation, that cornerstone upon which the church will be built. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. The church will be so strong that death itself will not be able to overcome it. And Jesus concludes by saying, "Peter, you're also going to inherit the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose will be loosened in heaven. You are going to be, Peter, the chief authority of the church, the chief teacher of the church when I'm gone." The keys of the kingdom are all about teaching, not about who gets in the pearly gates. Peter has been given the authority to teach in the name of Jesus Christ and to share his grace and truth with the world. And just so the church has continued to do so even today. So what can we do to follow the example of Peter in being the right people in the right moment, sharing the right vision with the right understanding? The coach in the movie, The Miracle, says, "Great moments are born from great opportunity." Each of us has the opportunity to play the role of Peter in the world today. We share in his strengths and his weaknesses. We have similar opportunities to declare in our own lives every single day that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We are the right people to say that Jesus is the Messiah. We are the healthcare providers who know that Jesus is the great physician. We are the soldiers and the sailors who proclaim Jesus Christ as the Prince of Peace. We are the students and the teachers who grasp that Jesus is the truth. The politicians who see Jesus as the King of Kings, and the astrophysicists who look up into the heavens and see Jesus as the bright morning star. Oh, we can speak at the right moments. When a child is struggling and needs a word of encouragement, when a conflict erupts and needs words to diffuse and to offer a message of reconciliation, when a colleague is wandering and needs a word of guidance, when a friend is dying and needs to hear that Jesus has already conquered death. The right vision focuses on Jesus as our King, the one who rules with faith and life. We look up to Jesus who rules over us with his perfect guidance, his perfect grace, his perfect love. He's the master we serve with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, our witness. He's the Lord who gives us direction when we make decisions about relationships, careers, and family life. Peter was given an opportunity to give a speech about Jesus, and it turned out to be one of his greatest speeches ever. Peter did not miss his moment, and I hope and pray that neither do we. Let us pray. Lord God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives, for your anointing, blessing, and gifting each and every one of us to go into the world, to be your church, to be your disciples, to be those that every single day offer Christ. Continue, O God, to bless us and use us as we are sent into the world, for we go in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.